nikuulize. So majuzi rumor ishatokea. Reason sakaja iko safe ni juu ya ODM. Na apart from ODM, Baba ama Raila alipatiwa 200 million. So wewe ulipatiwa ngapi? Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 307, tukisema like, subscribe. Hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah.
Na leo tukona mse ule kwa unakuwaga online. He needs no introduction. Lakini kama haujui vile kunaenda, tukona Robert Alai. Of course, Robert Alai wengi wetu tutamjua from Twitter. He was like one of the first guys kuanza kukos raka sapa. Alikuwa anapelekwa kotini like every other week. Yeah. Ocha tuanze na hiyo. Like, saizi of course you're the MCA for Kileleshwa.
Yes.
So that transition from Twitter to politics,
from social media to politics, is very, yes, it's crazy. You know, you're hit with a lot of reality checks.
Yeah, yeah.
Ulikuwa na doubt. You know, like the one person who I thought was the worst person,
yeah,
to ever be a politician or a political leader was Kidero.
Yes.
Lakini ukienda hapo county, nobody ran that county better.
Oh, okay.
Nobody managed that. You know, proper systems, channels, you know, procedures. Mm. Nobody was putting things in place.
Yeah.
Better than any of you. We have had 5 governors in Nairobi.
Yeah.
We started with Kidero. Then I think Mutura came in to Shikilia when he was a speaker.
Mm.
Tulikuwa na Kananu,
Sonko.
Mm. You know, then now Sachs. Mm. Yeah. So, but I think Sakaja Nani Kidero was better.
Yeah,
way better ahead of his time than Sonko. Sonko is, you know, at least people appreciate. Alikuwa ana, he was a bit insecure. I could do a lot of things, you know, because masomo naye alikuwa jama streets. Lakini he was better. He was better than what we have now. Yeah.
Alafu Sonko aligetaje away aje na education yake kwa questionable.
You know, in Kenya you can get away with anything.
See, the interesting thing is his education never came up as much as Sakaja's.
Yeah.
Kwa nafikiria hiyo ni
unajua Sonko alikuwa unajua Sakaja is a bit of a snob. Sonko was not a snob. You know, people overlook some of these things when you interact with everybody at every level in equal way.
Yeah.
So I think that Sonko had that gift kwamba anaweza kwenda kwa wadosi president akosawa na yeye. Akienda mtu wa chini pia akosawa. Lakini Sakaja unajua hata pale employees utapata it doesn't give them time. It doesn't sit with them one on one. So atapata shida sana because now people look for ways of getting you out. Wanaona you're incompetent, akujangi ofisini, you operate from his private offices.
People find
that one very odd because unakuja once in a month.
Mm.
City alone unajua kama you're away from the office then you know, you run things remotely and it's a bit of a chaotic thing.
Yeah. Okay, kujaki City Hall, because you know, in our minds, and when we are watching him, we just assume you go City Hall kila siku.
Hapana, jamaa kujangi ofisini. It can even take like 2-3 weeks. Hawoni go ofisini, then moja kuna visitors, nini. Lakini kama kuna ambassadors, nini, kuja hapo photo ops, nini. Lakini, you know, Kidero used to come to that office at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
5 a.m. Kidero... you know, one of the things which people discuss is that Kidero never traveled out of the country from 2015. Yeah.
Oh, he was
from 2015 to 2017. He never went out of the country. Yeah. 3 years as governor. He went only away for 2 years, you know, 2013 and 2014. 2015, hakuna penye alikanyaga nje.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's a funny thing. Na City Hall, kama if you're absent, because City Hall is very manual. A lot of things, I think the most complicated system when you're konayo hapo ni Excel.
Yeah.
So a lot of things in manual. I want another ERP. You know, sometimes people you wonder how people manage 15,000 employees without any proper automated systems. Unasema ni miujiza.
Yeah.
So hapo ni tunaitanga the hall in the city.
Yeah.
It's not a city hall.
Okay. And why do you think hakujagi ama ni vile na feel kama hizo offices
zimezeka? Ni cartels bana. Cartels wanakuwepo na kichwa yako hapo. Hao cartels ni mbaya.
Yeah.
Hapo, you know, kuna land cartels wenye wanaangalianga tu shamba gani ya kugrab. Then kuna watu ma tenderpreneurs. Wanakuanga hapo City Hall next to ma tenderpreneurs. You know, everybody serves a passport. So, you know, it's a broken down system. So I think kila mtu laenda kajishikilia space hapo na... akaji sort.
Yeah.
So I think pia sijui kwa nini Saksa kujangi nini.
Mm.
Because we had a lot of hopes, employees had a lot of hopes, combat to change things,
mm.
you know, for the young people also getting elected at only 36, 37.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if Sakaja, you know, he always says that aki try to get away from politics.
Like, yes.
Na mtu wa Rigiji.
Mm.
Rigiji akimsumbua sana, mm. anaweza kutoka kwa siasa hii for 15 years.
Mm.
Na arudi bado ako younger than Rigiji now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sio that year mm. now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see? So I think it's very disappointing kwa mtu mwang hivyo.
Mm.
Anaweza kuwa kwamba you know people had a lot of expectations, kuna vitu anafaa kufanya, garbage should be collected better.
Yeah, yeah.
Hatuna disaster response hizi umeona na floods. Hatuna
mm.
disaster response poa, unaona kuna fire stations everywhere. We have 17 sub counties.
Mm.
Those sub counties everyone should have a fire station.
Mm.
So that at least disaster response inakuanga, because I think Nairobi has more than 200 to 300 fire breakouts every year, average, every year. And it's very dangerous. Na zote zinakuanga kwa low income areas.
Mm. That's like a fire breakout every day.
Yes.
Yes.
So inakuanga crazy. Mm. I think that we need to have proper disaster response. You know, we don't have, nationally we don't have a rescue plan.
Mm.
So leo kama building inaanguka, utajisort, watafuta tu wanajeshi, NYS, ni nini. Unajua, we say that we now want to build 25 to 30 floors.
Mm.
How do you go 30 floors when your fire engines have only gas ya kufika 4 floors?
Oh.
Mm. You know, the government should always be ahead.
Mm.
So that in case of a disaster on 30th floor, the 15th floor, you can easily respond and rescue them.
Yes.
But ni mbaya sana kwamba we are doing all those things without regard to public safety.
Yeah. Na hizi vitu kama hizi, do you think Sakaja understands that? Like, kitu kama basic, tukiwa watu hii, tuko tunajuaga, ukiita zima moto. Basically, the chances of them showing up ni zero. And if they show up, they'll say they don't have water. Yes?
Yeah.
So, ye mwenyewe, do you have interactions na yeye as MCAs?
Does he know these things? Sakaja nimemjua since the days of TNA. So I think, and I also, you know, I think out of all those MCAs, apart from others, when alitoka na Jubilee na akakuja na UDA, I think I'm one of the people who should be appreciating him much more.
Yes.
But he's very disappointing as a governor. I hope that he understands na atafanya magic hapa mbele, because also we have to realize that tuko tu 1.5 years.
Yeah.
Labda ako na Marshall Plan yenye anangoja kuimplement hapa. But I don't think up to now sioni chances kwamba anaelewa chenye
anafaa kufanya.
Also I think people, when they come to this position, because Nairobi is big.
Mm.
Nairobi, by the Kenya National Bureau of Standards, Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, what happens is that we have discovered that Nairobi is bigger than 26 bottom counties combined.
Okay.
So imagine that.
The magnitude.
Yeah. So unapata revenue collection tuko nyuma sana.
Mm.
Like Nairobi should be collecting an average of 300 million a day.
Yes.
Now wakifanya 50, 60, wanashukuru sana.
Mm. Oh,
they appreciate.
Okay. Mm.
Yani wamefanya sana. The highest amount of revenue was collected when Kidero was governor.
Yeah, niliona uliandika hapo. Tuko na collect how much per day?
Saizi tuna ile time to collect 15 billion in a year. Hatujai figure that 12. Tulichapa I think 10, almost close to 11 last year. Na ilikuwa miujiza. But I don't see us getting there, because ukishaona chenye inafanyikanga kwa hiyo revenue collection system, now we don't even know you know who owns it, how it's being collected, you know, we don't know where it is and things like that. It's very disappointing. So unless you have your own source, because that's the biggest tool you can use to change lives. So hizo ukitaka kuja South Sea, utengeneze barabara, own source ndio unaweza kudepend on. Because ile ingine ya Zakayo ni tax collection. No tax collection kama iko late, ata leta do late. Yeah, so I hope that he understands, because it's very disappointing, especially when I'm also an elected leader. Watu wengine wananiulizanga barabara, street lights, markets, you know, they ask you all these things. Kilalesha does not have a health center.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some wards like Lindi, I think Njiru, they don't have schools. Single public primary school in a whole ward. So, you know, it's not fair, and I think that some of these things which we needed to change.
Yeah. So in any, to go back to history of fire.
Mm.
So we have 17 sub-counties.
Yes, 17.
So those are basically the constituencies.
Yeah.
So out of VZ, where are the fire stations? Because mimi najua hii fire station moja atao.
Kuna moja. Kuna Kagundo Road, kuna Gigiri.
Mm.
I think you have like 5-6 of them.
Mm.
So, and you can imagine that for 17, you know, hata tungeenda to the old constituencies, I think there were 8.
Yeah.
There were 8 constituencies, you know.
Mm.
And I think if tungeenda to ile old constituencies, tukue tu na zile za zamani, kwamba Embakasi ikuwe na moja, Westlands ikuwe moja, Westlands ilikuwa Dagoretti North, Dagoretti South, na Westlands, then wende huko Kasarani na Ruaka, Ruaraka, you know, Roysambu, tukuwe na moja, then tukuwe na moja inasave the diplomatic community, the blue zone, you know, the UN blue zone, at least tukuwe na mbili, because also the critical nature of that place.
Yes.
Na kama tuna hizo bana, na fire station tu.
Mm.
In fact, yetu penye ilikuwa nafaa kwa Lavington, ndio unaona hapo James Gishuru, hapo kando ya Lavington Mall penye the Great Restaurant iko, na kuna mtu anauza magari hapo, Subaru Motors, hapo ilikuwa nafaa kwa
I place ya Subaru?
Hapo kuna mtu amekalia shamba ya county hapo na amejenga mbio mbio vile Sachs ni governor, mpaka unasemanga kwamba kuna...
Oh, amejenga ita mia sakaja?
Yes, ndema yenge, amejenga mashop-shops, dogo-dogo, nini, mtu. It's very sad. And ukienda kwa history ya ujama, one of the people who had access to the county lands, documents and so on,
But see, public land, even if you are to adjust, even years later, if we get someone who wants to reclaim it, they can reclaim it.
You know, not in a situation, I think it will be a very uphill task, ukijaribu place yenye, because you see the kind of land record ni tatu tu. Kuna City Hall, kuna Ministry of Lands, hapo Ardhi House, na kuna Survey of Kenya.
Yes.
So hizo tatu. Lakini mtu akisha jua, these guys, these cartels know the way how to change this document, yenye to retrieve them. I think you'll have to, unless they were backed up in some cloud somewhere, I don't see the way of you recreating and even knowing the historical chenye nafaa kufanyika saa hizi ni kwamba kama government, kama kileleshwa, hatuna space ya government land.
Yeah.
ACC, mtu anaitwa DO zamani, ACC, anakaa kwa container, kwa road reserve, chief, sub-chief, hauna space ya, unaza, how do you have a situation where the government lack an office, where they're supposed to serve people?
Yes.
You know, so every open space now, you know, kulikuwa na kitu inaitwa surrender. If you're coming to South Sea to subdivide your land, ujenge mashonet, ama ujenge apartment, kulikuwa na 1/3.
Yeah.
Unawajenga public utilities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So hii surrender, kulikuwa nafaa kupatia gava. Hapo nafaa kujenga kindergarten, aweke ofisi, nini, vitu kama hizo. It was supposed to serve those purposes. Lakini nowadays, unapata tu mtu anajenga in 2 acres, 3 acres, bila surrender.
Yeah.
Akitaka kuulizwa surrender, anasema kama unajua kwa hii apartment yetu, nimewacha one of the halls will serve as a kindergarten.
Oh.
Or inatuanga daycare. So anasema hiyo ni, so surrender yake ni kwamba ameleta private entity to run a private education system.
Yeah.
So they wafanyi hiyo surrender. Lakini it is very sad, especially now Kilimani, Kileleshwa, you know, Lavington, Westlands, Kitusuru area, you know, Kangemi. It's almost impossible to get government land.
Yeah.
And so na mimi kama MCA napewa to 18,000. Ya rent every month.
Oh, okay.
So 18,000 pale kileleshwa naenda ku rent ni. Kama SQ peke yake ni 30. SQ peke yake.
Oh, yeah, it didn't get enough aqua for the MCA's office.
MCA's office. So lakini unapata sasa tunaenda kwa slums. You go and look for a space in the slums. Then you look for container, ama utafuta nyumba cheap hapo ya 10k, weke hapo kwa gorofa, but you can't step in there. Because the moment vijana wameniona kwa slum, so every time we step up, we spend not less than 50k. So it is most of the time when I put MC and I can be a ground.
Na sasa unajua nikikusikiza nashindwa, kuna swali, can a governor actually effect change? Because the way you are saying the physical tells and what, it's like it's a hopeless.
No, I believe it also comes with the individuals, because I think the Kenyan system is designed to to favor the crooked and corrupt.
Mm.
It's easy hata mimi na wewe tukitoka hapo nje, let's say tulikuwa na come from different locations,
yeah,
alafu tukutane hapo gari zetu tugongane, si ndio? Then the two of us agrees kwamba by the way sisi tuko na insurance wote,
yeah,
tunaenda ku settle hii karao tu aende tuandikie kwa abstract. Unajua utapata abstract without kuchota.
Yeah.
So the system is designed to frustrate you if you want. Yeah, so but I think that office ya governor ni kubwa sana. Especially in the cities. The cities, you don't need MP.
Yeah.
You need governor and MCA. Because shida yako as a middle class is kwamba unataka to market.
Yes.
You want clean roads, you know, good food in the market, you can trace from farm to fork, you know, you can go shop, you can, the street lights are working, you know, there's just order. Na hii ni kazi ya kanjo. Lakini mtu wako rural areas need sometimes radical policy decisions which has to start from the national government.
Yes.
You know, so and that's why you need MP. But so unapata situation ya devolution, wamepatia governor a lot of powers, but wamenyima MCA power. Because MCAs are natural competitors to MPs. And the people who allocate funds and resources are MPs, not senators. You see? So what happens is that unapata situation where governor na oversight. But ikifika mwisho wa month, yeye ndio lazima sign salary yangu. Sasa akiamua kwamba huyu jamaa ata frustrate salary yake. He can even shut down the assembly.
Yeah, okay.
Can shut down the assembly. It's like the president can shut down the parliament.
Yeah, okay.
Nasema tu kwamba sina do ya kulipa salary yenu. Mtafanya nini? Hakuna do. Yeah. You know that the devolution gave them too much powers. In a situation where unapata una oversight governor, umepata kuna wizi, ndio umehold yeye hard huko park vile walifanyia last week. Ametoa hiyo park. Unapata kwa ward yako sasa let it development.
Oh, okay.
Unaambiwa Sandra, unajua sasa wewe unapinga governor. Leo there's an MCA, Cecilia.
Yes.
Who is crying. Governor alienda na guns Muthurwa, akavunja choo zake zote, alikuwa na alikuwa activist kitambo na alikuwa na mtu ametoka. Unajua kuna watu wengine hapo story yao is from grass to grace.
Yes.
Yeah, so alitoka chini sana na alikuwa kazi yake ilikuwa ku clean chores hapo Muthurwa. Alikuwa nominated na UDA.
Yeah.
Saizi leo analia, ukiona hiyo video. I think it is going to go viral for some time.
Yeah.
Amevunjiwa chores zake. Just because I support governor.
Yeah.
Amemuuliza governor, hata sio kwanza I'm support vile ile tu kudifa kwa chama hii UDA party elections. Yeah, you know it's very disappointing. So ukiona kama hiyo unapata governor kuna a lot of powers that MCAs hawana power.
Yeah,
kumcheck, because MCAs should have the power to at least hold the governor to account, kumuuliza maswali, kuensure kwamba funds are not mismanaged. The MCAs in a situation like yetu ile nilikuwa nakwambia ya ofisi, in a month MP analocate 1.5 million.
Yes.
Ya kuran ofisi yake ya constituency. MCA anapewa 109,000 for 3 months. You're supposed to employ 3 people.
Not 9,000?
109,000.
Oh, 109,000.
For 3 months.
For three months.
For a quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, per quarter.
Yeah. That's you're supposed to employ 3 people. Per month, yeah? Basically.
So you're supposed to employ 3 people.
So that's 12,000, which is...
How do you pay people 12,000? Ministry of Labor yenyewe inasema kwamba, you are not supposed to pay anybody less than 30,000.
Yeah.
So government already hapo, with that allocation, they are going against their own regulation. Because you can't pay somebody less than 30,000 for that category of people. Unaambiwa wa employ PA, wa employ driver, wa employ mtu at least ya logistic security, anafanya kazi kama hizo. So, lakini unapata MP, apart from CDF, akona 1.5 million per month. Unapata the ward manager and any constituency manager earns close to 200,000 to 300,000. Almost double what an MCA will get. Ukichukua loan unabaki kwa watu wengi hapo anaenda 10,000, 20,000. So hapo you know you're frustrated, the people who are supposed to check governor, then you expect so much from them. Because what should have happened, like in our situation, is that you don't have to allocate more funds here. The same 18,000 in unanipatia, reduce ya mtu wa Tana River, wa rural counties.
Yeah.
Because ukiwa na 3,000, 5,000 per month for places like rural counties, 3,000 ni nyumba kubwa sana
yeah,
ya kurent yeah. office
mm.
lakini hapa tawa hakuna
mm.
so why don't you reduce ya rural counties ongeza alafu kuna situation yenye rural counties will even have more money than us
yeah.
place mm. kama disaster ama Mandera, Garissa, kuna hazard you know, okay. upewa risk allowance
okay, okay.
unajua kuna wards zingine which are almost the size of a county
mm.
you see
yes
yeah so you give them more resources because I know I got more exposed to places yenye kuna terror attacks nini mm. vitu kama hizo security challenges transport ni hard
mm.
vitu kama hizo mm. so I think that SRC wangeelewa tu dynamics ya devolution
mm.
They should have done better
yeah.
but it seems like they don't understand the dynamics here of devolution
mm.
yeah so
nasi mtu kama Kawira Mwangaza ata disagree atasema MCAs have too much power so
You know, for those MCAs, even for them to try to impeach Kawira mm. those many times, me, I respect them.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, people just give up.
Mm.
You know, the system, when people know that the system favors the greedy,
yeah.
everybody gives up.
Mm.
But I really respect the current Meru MCAs.
Mm.
I respect the Embu. You remember, Nani?
Wambora, yes.
He's impeached 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
Sasa ujamaa aliimpichiwa, mpaka sasa hakuna kitu ya kuimpicha hapo. You know, so for them, with what I've seen at the counties,
mm.
and how the county operates,
mm.
is a cartel system. It's mm. a serious cartel system.
Yeah, yeah.
So ukiona vitu kama hizo, saa zingine una appreciate, you know. When we are outside,
mm.
I wish kwamba watu walikuwa na wanaangalia MCAs differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you are trying to serve under a very unique kind of situation. Sio kama MPs. MPs yeah. wako na bodyguard,
mm.
wako na location ya resources ya driver,
mm.
And so on. PA, you know, they are kona research nzuri sana. Mm. You know, they can also go and get a lot of yetu, kitupala ni travel yetu, ni kipindi.
Yeah.
Yeah, ni kipindi.
Mm.
Inatunga kipindi ya.
Oh, oh. Na nini, so how was Sonko impeached, Basi? Because Sonko
alikuwa to, you know, Sonko was not smart.
Mm.
Sio kwamba he was not smart, but yeah. he didn't see it coming. He mm. didn't believe that it could happen. Because what happened is that, is that the greed? Because what happened is that Sonko alikuwa mechukua almost 3/4 of the MCAs.
Mm.
3/4 akaenda now. Akawachukua wote na mabasi nini akaenda yeah. na kapita mm. nao ndani ya National Park akaenda mpaka Mombasa.
Mm.
Alipita ndani ya National Park ili wasimamishwe kwa highway.
Yes.
So yeah. he was very smart. He thought he was smart.
Mm.
But these people ahead and also the greed played a part. Because MCAs hao walikuwa naenda nao
mm.
walawacha system simu zao nyuma.
Oh. Mm.
Na ile time, because of COVID,
mm.
kulikuwa na virtual assembly.
Mm.
Yeah, so watu na login kwa Teams, kwa Zoom,
mm.
na wana conduct business.
Yeah.
So unapata, watu unasema uko nao huko wote, unaweka wanabeba mabango na wapiga picha,
mm.
simu zao ziko Nairobi.
Mm.
And it's being controlled by one person at the assembly.
Mm.
Hey, anavotia.
Oh.
Yeah, so the...
yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened basically. Those guys were... But angekaa hapa,
mm.
I don't think that he would have been removed. Oh, I think his okay. undoing was kwenda.
Mm.
Ange enda coast. Angetoka kwa sample.
Mm.
Angekaa tu hapo wampitch kama ako hapo.
Yeah, cuz niko na try kuangalia his popularity level mm. na popularity level mm. ya Sakaja.
Mm.
Him you know he was more popular on the ground.
Eh? Yes, he was.
So for him to be impeached, me gonna figure it's an easy process to yeah. impeach a governor.
Yeah.
But it's that hard. Eh?
No, it's not easy. Mm. And also, mm. you know, just the people took the nini opportunity ya kutumia hizo Zoom nini COVID yeah. COVID regulations
mm.
na kusema kwamba oh leo MCAs hawezi kuja assembly because we are seeing we increase amount of threats.
Yeah, yeah.
Then wafanye kipindi yao ya kuimpeach governor. But angekaa hapa in personally at the assembly na conduct your business hapa hata wangefanya virtual na ako hapo I don't think they would have impeached him.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so
na alikuwa na acha simu kwa nini? What was the idea?
So no, they wanajua wanawacha simu hili because wanajua wenye wana impeach Sonko watapatia do.
Yeah.
Pia. Sonko pia ameenda huko akawapatia do.
Mm.
So,
oh.
So it was just greed. Mtu anapata both sides. Ana play both sides. Mm. So hao wote alienda nao huko. Pia walimkula na wakakula huko.
Mm. Damn.
So it was it was very bad, yeah. So
So swali ni nani is not impeachable? Yani ama the
nani?
Long story short, Sakaja is here to stay. We should just
get he's not here to stay. You know, he can always be impeached. Mm. It just depends. You know, the MCAs need a little bit of convincing, and also the party leaders, because, yeah, you know, the party leaders are very strong. The parties in this country is not about, it's not the mistake of, but the parties are just vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaders of the party have a lot of, you know, stronghold on the on their MPs and MCAs, which should be the case.
Yes.
The perfect case is like even the states unaona kwamba Democrats na Republicans hata kama ni kitu jinga aje wana stick na party yao.
Yes.
It's do or die. Wana stick na party yao. You know, if the party has said tunaenda hivi na tunaenda hivi. You know, some of them I think the only challenge in Kenya is that sometimes it's very hard to kusikia point of view ya MCAs. Because if you ask the three quarters of the MCAs in that assembly, they would want Sakaja impeached.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. But because they think that the leadership of the parties... And also Nairobi, you cannot blame it on Baba. Because Nairobi, you have to have the nod of the president to impeach the governor. There's no way you're going to do it without the president saying yes. There's no way. How are we going to do it?
Okay.
The whole system can sabotage you up to their Senate. Because if the president makes just one call to Senate, hakuna vitapiti.
What's the threshold? 2/3?
Yeah, so ukipata 2/3, hata upate. Lakini Senate.
Yeah.
Well, only a Senate is easier to deal with, because even Senate has a fewer than MCAs on Nairobi.
Mm.
As we took on 24,
yeah,
85 elected and 36 nominated. So 30 votes, 31, 85, 120, yeah. So okay, nene hiyo, it's 67 senators. It's very easy to sort senators. I said, watch out, my follower, impeach, to sort senators out and impeach.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
you just take like every senator, you know, your senator on a fans, a pair of 200,000 each. Hakuna mtu atapitisha hiyo impeachment.
She said it on her fans. I'm learning.
The MCAs have better access to the people and resources than senators, I think. Yeah.
So
senator ni salary too.
Apart
from the salary.
Oh, okay. So it's better to be an MP than a senator.
Yeah, it's better to be an MP or an MCA than a senator.
Yeah.
Why should I be a senator?
even an MCA?
Yeah, you'd better be a senator, MCA than a senator.
Oh, but hii mtu anaweza ichukua.
Unajua, unless you want employment, because you know what I'm talking about here is service to the people. You know, you serve people, you feel more, because you determine kwamba useme kwamba perekeni barabara hapa.
Yeah.
And also you are in touch with the grassroots. Because hakuna mtu ako in touch na grassroots kama MCA. You always meet those people.
Yeah.
You know, they always, when kitu inafanyika, the first person, before they call the MP. Because MP can have an excuse like in a ward. Sema niko na 5 wards.
Yeah.
Mnataka ni wasafu peke yake. Lakini wewe uko na ward moja. So you have more touch to the ground. Yeah, you know. So I think it's better to be an MCA and an MP, especially Nairobi, Kisumu, Mombasa, Nakuru. You know.
Okay, hii lakini jo kuna mtu pia anaweza ichukua that maybe this is your subliminal shot at Sifuna, because I remember you and Sifuna only bump heads during the campaigns. Eh?
Yeah, but you know,
And so right now, if you are to ask many Nairobians, they take Sifuna as their champion.
Yes.
He's been the most vocal. Yende amekuwa keep e-government najua like so
you know Sifuna, let me tell you about Sifuna and me. Sifuna is my senior kwa party.
Yes
he is the secretary general of ODM. So you know the respect has to be there.
Yes
hata kama sim party sim taki, and also politics is not a beauty contest. Sio kwenda huko kutafuta marafiki. It is about interest.
Yes,
my interest now is for Sifuna to be even harder on government.
Yes.
Because we are not in the ruling party.
Yeah.
We are in the opposition party. On the opposition party, we have to serve the people. We have to be on the side of the people at any given time, come what may.
Yeah.
Because we are seeking, the role of the political parties is to fight to replace the ruling party.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, we are seeking to replace them. So we have to be, for the safest way to replace the UDA ni kukua pandia watu.
Yeah.
You see? So time ya campaign maybe tulikosana but ilisha hiyo in fact we always meet, we chat, you know, when something happens at the county. I think the first person napigianga ni Sefuna.
Okay, that's good.
Alafu unajua sometimes you see he's doing something very good but he's doing it almost alone. Because unajua like I tell you with the greed in politics anafanya na anaifanya almost alone. So unapata hata wewe ukimpatia kamoral kidogo because this thing can be depressing. Unaenda home unasikinga kuna watu wanakutafutianga mabaya nini gavai kupendi security sector imekuwa nini against you. You know, so the best thing is always hata mpatianga tu mtu kudos kidogo because you know if you don't appreciate them they can say hata wa Kenya wabaki na shida zao because mi ni kule salon na ni wachane na stories za kusaidia kuchange life yao because wamezoea shida. Lakini ukipata mtu kama Sifuna, I think if you had Sifuna, Ledama, Olekina is really trying, you know, there's a group of senators who are really trying against all odds. And Sifuna has been very good. He's good in the Senate floor. He's good in the media. He has tried all round kwa watu pia unajua at least. Ni mtu hata ukienda nayo rally utafurahia. You know, even as, you know, because we are still young in this political game. Ukienda kwa Kanai place, space, una appreciate. You know, because like in our party, the MCA mara nyingi MCAs wanafaa to be seen not to be heard. sana unlike UDA. That's for real, you know, in ODM, and we always tell them that, you know, you have to try to give the MCAs unaendaka party space. Baba yuko unaambia MCAs hey, usimamini hapa nyuma mbebe mpunge, lakini president ana insist area MCAs to speak. So how do you come to Dagoretti North and you bring MPs from Kasarani, Roysambu, nini? Alafu unasaka waongee na watu, lakini area MCA, unawaambia huko nyuma, ebu wave, watu wakuone. You see, and this is the person who is most in touch with the grassroots of the area. He knows all, and he can pacify the ground for the people, for your champion you're trying to lead on. Unapatanga president, you'll see very common with UDA, kwa mwakienda everywhere, and I insist, either the MCAs of the constituency or the area MCA has to speak. Even if he disagrees with the president, lazima onge. Area MPA, lazima onge. I think it comes from the president himself. But tunapata kwetu, najuanga inakuwa ngumu. But mtoka Sifuna, at least he tries, he says that, hey, by the way, and one of the things we disagreed on that day was on that. Ngambia bwana, wapatia tu MCAs. You cannot come to Dagoretti North. Then unaambia kwamba, babu aonge. You see, Kasarani waongee. Watu wenye nataka, because it was Azimio. So watu wa Jubilee wote, waruaraka, Kasarani, wenye nataka kuvai, watu wa ODM wote, mpaka Westlands waongee. Lakini ukikuja area, bebe ni mkono hapo juu, muonekane wananchi mko. then mwende. Hiyo ndio nakwanga, and it was not good. It was just, you know, a disagreement kuambia, on principle, just don't do that.
But I think in the media it was reported like it was bad, like it nearly got physical. Ama ilikuwa tu ni media.
But you know, it can be physical, but it's not that bad because it was just trying to, it was his vehicle. Alitengeneza vehicle yake kama platform. So I was standing on his vehicle. Alisema, come on, utaki kusikia mambo yangu, toka kwa gari yangu. People thought that we were fighting.
Okay.
It was because ni gari yake. Alisema toka kwa gari yangu. Because also I think he was under pressure. And you could understand how many people. Wengine wametoka Kisumu. Kuja kukampeni na baba. Na wanataka, na mtu kama na vice senator na ni MP, anataka onge. Lakini MCAs, muonekane tu. You know, so, but you know, we came to, and I think we had a understanding, nakambia kwamba, it was just a point of disagreement of how the party was running there, and also appreciating them. But I think also they're trying to change it.
So kwa nasema hiyo time, nyinyi ODM MCAs mkwa kaa Slay Queens. Na watu kuangalia.
Mnauza sura tu, alafu mnatoka hapo, mna smile for cameras, you know. So,
Na hii culture imetoka hapi? Your culture, like, your difference between UDA, where the MCA is given time to talk, na ODM where? Your cultural difference?
I think Baba is a bit hands-off. Because Baba likes to delegate. But Ruto, you know, he wants hands everything on. For himself. So I think it came from him. Kwamba, hapa.
Yeah.
But here, nataka kusikia area MC. Mm. And also because he was building a party.
Yeah.
And you know, building a party is very hard. And the party has to start from grassroots.
Mm.
That's why you see wameanza na kutengeneza delegates from polling stations and for their next elections. So wakikuja election ya county, wanaanza na branch, then they get to the counties and nationally, then watakuwa na easy time.
Mm.
So I think also it came from Ruto himself. Alisema kwamba identify na hapo unajua ilikuwa hustler. They campaigned on the platform of the hustler.
Mm.
So they had to go to the lowest level of representation and the lowest level of wananchi to ensure that wakikuja juu, at least wamekuwa nipewa recognition. So I think with that, with that direction, it was very easy.
Yeah.
Say kwamba, eh, patia MCA mic, why your area?
Mm.
And I see it at every, in fact, hata baada ya kuwa president, Ruto has always insisted kwamba MCA onge.
Na sasa ODM, after hiyo nini, clash, have you, msha ongea mkasema, we need to do this. Because najua, au semaga, you can't do the same thing and expect different results.
Yeah, yeah.
So, after losing hizi elections zote, na kuona, is there that level of maybe we need to change how we do things?
I think it's one of the conversations we're having with the party. And some places haijafika juu sana, some places zimefika juu vizuri.
Mm.
But I think that ni conversation we are continuing to have. You know, in October last year, to tulipata one of the MCAs, Kilimani MCA Moses Ogeto, ali kidnapiwa in one of the rallies.
Mm.
And that thing came about because the MCAs were not organizing the thing. It was being organized from up.
Mm.
Because if the MCAs are organizing, ukitaka kuja Dagoretti today, ukitaka kuleta rally huko, and you let us organize, we know the boys. We know boys. Hakuna kijana yuko kileleshwa na ako active kwa activism ama kwa politics sijui. You see? So I will know who to work with. Nani anapendanga wizi wa simu? Nani anakuanga mtu wa boda? You know, so, and also these boys know themselves. So if you organize with them, there will not be a security incident kwamba watu wengine wakisha, baba akisha toka, because baba has a huge security around him. Baba akisha toka kwa podium, kuna vijana wana raid podium ku snatch phones and pesa from MPs and MCAs. You see, it will not happen. Because wanajua kwamba, I will know him mpaka kwa nyumba yake. You know, as the area MCA and Kilimani and so on. But and also if they let the Kisumu MCAs organize the event, ilikuwa hii ya kupopularize the party, I think the Kisumu MCAs would have easily handled the situation. Na wangejua kwamba ile ilifanywa na vijana, wanakomandiwa na ukijana. Na ukijana ndio tumtafute, tumulete kwa karau, alafu ataproduce wale vijana na ataproduce na nani alifanya hii kitu kai. Because jamala kukona kidnapiwa, kukona mpereka ubunga. Chenye ilimsave ni kwamba walipata head-on collision na lori. Akavunjika hip bone, ikatoka. You see? So the accident saved his life. Otherwise, angeperekwa. And you know, Ogeto is a very small guy. So kama mimi, Ogeto is a...
Where was he kidnapped?
In Kisumu. While coming from a rally hapo Moi Stadium. Akakidnapiwa, walikuwa na arrest na yeye hapo Gingo Dinga Street. Wakapata accident na ndio watu wakaanza kushout kwamba huyo ni MCA Nairobi, huyo ni MCA Nairobi. Ndio watu waka surround. Wakasema,
hey, na watu walimkidnap? Were they arrested?
No. No, waliheba immediately. Yeah. And he had a very, he has not reported to work up to now. So from October. Panyo surgery, yamekewa ma plates, nini. Yeah, so you find a situation like that would not happen if the MCA is given proper recognition, proper support, and is left to nini, to at least support the lower events. Yeah, the events at the lower level.
Oh, okay, okay. Na history ya nani, malizana nayo. So, ilionata majuzi wa swali kuuliza, tunangoja Sakaja to be impeached. So, what would be your message kwa Nairobians? Tungoje ama tusahau?
No, Sakaja ataimpichiwa. If he doesn't change, ataimpichiwa definitely. And you know, the impeachment can be either through the assembly or the public. Because the public can be so tired with you, mpaka you just feel the pressure that kwamba they don't want you anywhere.
Yeah.
And the public, if you let it reach the level kwamba the public wata kupenda, you know, Sakaja, I think if I was Sakaja, I would tell him that, you know, at least afadhali, you condone the MCAs wa kuambia kwa uso yako kwamba unaenda vibaya. Because the MCAs cannot be wrong. While all the political opinion polls have shown in rank number 2 from behind.
Yeah.
the highest he has ever been, the best performing
governors.
I think, yeah, out of governors, 47 governors. Yeah, ako 46 hapo.
Yeah,
most of the time, ako 46. Check all the opinion polls, professional firms. And also, let me tell you one thing, that, you know, sometimes we belittle opinion polls in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But as a politician, I've learned.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I came into the city politics late while I was campaigning in Nyando.
Mm.
And what I learned to use, and also as a computer scientist, is data.
Yes.
Data in politics
is
very key. Just get a professional firm, have your silent data.
Mm.
Talk to that data.
Mm.
Angalia. Because, you know, when I was coming to vie for MCA here, had candidates here.
Yeah.
We already wako na chama. Na ilikuwa party nominations here.
Mm.
Unapata wako 10. But unapata the mwenye kwa na highest popularity alikuwa na around 7%. Na alikuwa na jiringa vile yako front.
Yeah.
Yako front 7%. Because upper town, you people from the middle class, who influence a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't give attention to MCA. This seat is too junior for your for your engagement level. Una deal na MP and above. So unapata mtu kama huyu ajulikane. So upper town ni cult of personalities. It's either you are with Babu or against Babu. You are with Ruto or against Ruto.
Yeah.
So ni two camps too.
So
people, mtu wa ODM, mtu anavotia Babu, anavote from top to bottom. Do you DNA ni top to bottom? You don't want to know the bottom, but the bottom is the most important leader for your own survival, support, nini, you know, the roads in your estates and so on. You know, so when I came here, I used data a lot. And the person who told me to go and look for data is Baba.
Okay.
Told me, have data on your hand. If you don't know about data, you are groping in there. I used to darau your data yao nasema kwamba vile unajua, you know, when you are fed the narrative kwamba the polling firms are all corrupt nini, they don't give you the truth, you'll buy. But bana kuna pollsters hapa country hapa Nairobi, you go sit with them down, atakwambia boss, you're failing. Nobody is failing what you're doing. You're wasting your time. Na unasema kwamba wewe unakaa hapo Lavington ama unakaa tao hapo unajua nini? This is the data I've collected. I have my own call centers. I've talked to, you know, 300, 500 people, 600 people. They can't be all wrong. They can't all hate you. You can't have 500 people all hate you at the same time.
Yes.
It's like they agreed to hate you. You know, you are not doing anything meaningful here. They're not feeling you. You know, for governor, I think it gets to 1,000 and so. 1,000 to 2,000, you know, the size of the nini, the poll. The sample size.
Yeah.
So it's very, 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 very important. So when you listen to them, now Kisama is a poll. I think the last one was done by Infotrack. Infotrack always does the county poll, I think.
Yeah.
Politracks. So the Politracks in a track from president to MCA. And in a track performance, yet in our governor. Where to?
Yeah.
Number 46.
Oh.
Controller of budget.
Mm.
One of the worst performing governors.
Mm.
Auditor general.
Mm.
I can adverse opinion.
Mm.
They can't all be wrong.
Okay.
Auditor general, controller of budget, maybe they're government officials.
Mm.
But they can't all agree with the, you know, the private sector. Kwamba wanafanya vibaya.
Ukienda
Kepsa saizi, they don't feel him.
Mm.
You see? They don't feel him, you know, they don't feel the services which they're supposed to, he's supposed to offer his offering. It is not me, I want, you know, success, yes, Sakaja is my success.
Yes.
I want him to succeed against all odds. Even now, if you gave me an option of impeaching him or making him succeed, if you give me a way of ensuring that Sakaja succeeds, I'll fight. Hata kama nikupata nothing from that government, I'll fight for him to succeed.
Yeah.
Because it's more complicated to have a new governor and start from scratch.
Yes.
Than to go with the one you have. You know, better the devil you know. And you can work with him and you have agreed, you at least you have. If I can get a way of convincing the people who are, you know, telling him that he's doing good and he's not doing good. And I think the source of all the troubles in Nairobi come from South Sea. Yeah.
Kwanin?
Shida ya Nairobi ni South Sea. Kuna jamaa alikuanga MCA hapa South Sea. Ndio na control governor. Na governor sio mtu wa county, sio Kanjo. Kuna jamaa amefanya Kanjo. Amekuwa MCA. Ako na governor kwa ofisi. Ndio the source is the one who tell him kula imali, the one who tell him oh end of vuruge huyu MCA. Is the one who is the source of all problems.
Mm, mm.
You know, and I think that the day the governor will win himself off that MCA, the former MCA, shida yake itapungua. Because I believe that Sakaja inwardly,
yes,
he might have education inaweza kuwa na shida ya Gachagua alikuwa anasema vitu kama hizo atuchii vizuri. Lakini I can tell you for a fact, sometimes you don't need education for
yeah, yeah, I know.
Like in the county, Sakaja made a lot of appointments. But one appointment which I think Sakaja made good, and the guy is really struggling, and the guy is not so educated.
Yes.
But he's the best performing. You can ask any MCA. Is Jamaa anaitwa Mulama. Mulama is the roads, I think, minister.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah? That guy is a performer, man. That's you. He's not the best educated there. In fact, the best educated are the worst performers.
Yeah, yeah.
But Mulama ni performer. So this thing is not about a degree or lack of.
Yes.
It's about just umeamua kwamba mimi ni Mwafrika na kazi yangu ya kwanza ni kusavwa na inchi.
Yeah.
Kama watu wana roads, badala ni kule 100%, wacha ni tafute hata kama ni 5%, lakini barabara ikule, ikule yes. 95%. Hiyo ni sawa. Lakini wapata situation yenye watu wana, they don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they don't care. So I believe that Sakaja should survive. I hope that he survives. Lakini akiwacha, because if the MCA's hands are tied not to impeach him, the public will impeach him.
Oh, okay.
And the
okay.
public, you know, they are always, we tell us, you know, because you're operating in the social media space, we always tell guys that we have the court of law, and you know the Senate is like the High Court. So when you read the standing orders, the Senate and the assemblies have the powers like that of a High Court.
Yeah.
So you have the court of law, but you also the court of public opinion. The court of public opinion is vicious.
Yeah.
And if the public loses trust on you, itabidi utoke to sin vile anasemanga kwamba anataka kutoka sin for 15 years. I think itabidi utoke sin and you, yeah.
15 years, jaisikiaga. Shaisikia?
Zizi.
Oh, okay. Iyo naambia, naotishiaga kwa nani.
Unajua niko na doo, nitakupatia MC competitor, nitapatia every competitor 5 meter hivi. Let's say I have the money, I can give competitor for every one of you 5 million to compete and beat you in the
MCS.
Hey,
okay. Sakaja jo rusha yo 5 million.
5 million. Abadi kwa Afrika. In fact angepatia angechangamsha hii radio. Ingekuwa poa than kuenda ku West kwa vijana wengine wenye. Tutawashinda tu.
Okay, hii swali pia lazima nikuulize. So majuzi rumor ishatokea. Reason Sakaja iko safe ni juu ya ODM. Na apart from ODM, Baba ama Raila alipatua 200 million. So, wewe ulipatua ngapi after?
Hizo silence. Unajua, I think people sometimes belittle the role of Raila in the Kenyan politics.
Yeah.
And I don't think that if Raila was just to be given money anyhow, he would be president now.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that Raila is just somebody who goes around, even for us. You know, I came to ODM when I was just from supporting Ruto.
Yes.
You know, and I believe that because Ruto was the underdog then. He portrayed himself as like the underdog. But Baba accepted me the way I am. Na kuna pesa nimepelekea. You know, he just knows you. Nilimuuliza kwamba niende Nyando ama nikuje Nairobi. I told him, no. Rural politics is complicated. And rural politics is complicated. Well, niko naenda Nyando. Let me give you the scenario in Nyando. Nyando has, let's say you want to meet teachers. Primary schools are 157.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Secondary schools are 45. The whole of Dagorenti North, all the primary plus secondary schools are not more than 20.
Oh. But,
so imagine you want to meet two teachers from every school in Nyando. And you have 200 schools. That's 400 teachers. Let's say you want to pay, because it's lazima urudishie transport yao. How much are you going to use?
That's a lot of money.
Hiyo ni meter. Let's say you give them 2K
yeah.
for each one of them who came. Logistics team yako ujaweka chini, sound ujahaya, you know, venue, uja nini. So meter mbili kukutana tu na walimu. It is not cheap.
Yeah.
I love your constituency. Is almost Nyando, 35 kilometers by another 15 kilometers. You see?
Yeah.
It's not small. It's not big. Lakini hapa, Dagoretti North, is a more smaller, compact, you know. So and also vijana wako nikikuja hapa Mwafrika niwaambie kwamba eh bwana Mwafrika leo ground mbaya kwangu. So nitafuta taka 20k niende nani niweke mafuta nitembee ground. Utaniwekea. It's easier to fundraising.
Yes,
among your friends, among your peers in town here. So watu kusemanga kwamba baba anachukuanga dog kwa watu. People don't understand the pain that mzee, because if he was the person to bribe and be bribed, he would have been president. Because that's basically what UDA did.
Yeah.
That's what UDA did. And successive regimes have known how to use the politics to bribe their way into politics, to get bribed. Baba would be having the highest kama because Baba's hands are powerful.
Yeah.
Unajua 80% of Kenyan politicians get elected because of him. It's either they oppose him or support him. You see? Kuna watu wako kwa kampi yake, the magic thing you have to get, Baba amebeba mkono yako juu.
Yeah.
Hiyo kuna 70% votes. So mimi kama niko kileleshwa, siwezi nikaringa kwamba niko na votes. Kama sija vai outside party imetengenezwa na Baba.
Yes.
Leo, let's say, tell you the machinery Baba has built. Tuseme Baba ametoka na ndege hapa. Anaenda northeastern. Nafike somewhere juu ya Isiolo, ndege ipate shida kidogo. Anakuwa anaenda Mandera. Akiland hapo atapata full ODM office. Which is loyal to him. Akienda Tana River, akienda Mandera, akienda Turkana, akienda Kisii, akienda Murang'a, Kiambu. He will find a full ODM office.
Yeah.
Which is loyal to him. Ukipatia direction kwamba candidate yetu ni huyu. Watasikia ni huyo.
Okay.
You see, that's the power. In Dagoretti North, 80% of the voters there, you remember Dagoretti North out of the old Nairobi 8 constituencies, is only Westlands and Lang'ata, which didn't have pro-government MPs.
Yeah.
Used to be Gumo and Baba. And Westlands was Dagoretti North, Dagoretti South, and Westlands now. Lang'ata was Kibran Lang'ata now. You see? Only those courses. So place kama Dagoretti North, there's no way the impact ya Baba, you see, can be joked with.
Yeah.
And you can see the kind of machinery. If you go to the, because unajua saa zingine tuna underrate politics ya Nairobi, go to the grassroots, na ujue utry kuvai, you'll understand how deep this thing runs and how his voice. Utakaa pale unagawa pesa, kuna jamaa hapa alikuanga anaitwa Meso. Rafiki yangu. Ali campaign.
Yeah.
Ali campaign. Alafu najua kuna hao waloya wenu wanapendanga nini nisaidie na mabati 20 na kwenda kujenga matanga. Mate, so alikuwa anafanya hizo. Badala ya mabati 20 alikuwa analeta lori full ya mabati. Hapo kila mtu anachukua mabati so nini. Lakini alibaki. Alibaki because he was in the wrong party. Uwe Lachi. When you say he's in MP. When he was away from Baba. When she was away from Baba, alijaribu kutoa Simba mara ngapi? Hangeweza kuguza Simba. Hangeweza kuguza Simba bana. Hapo Dagoretti North, hata saizi Elachi alikuwa anataka kuja na Jubilee. Watu wa Baba wakamwambia tu kwamba if you are not wearing orange, leave ya.
Yeah.
Wanatoka. Hautavai. You will not manage. Because hapa ni kwa Baba. You try the same in Kibra. You see? I think people underrated. I think Lang'ata succeeded because there was during the changeover from the old system to devolution, kuna watu wali sneak in without knowing politics. One of them was MP Lang'ata, Olum, and another one was MP Mbakazi East.
Yeah,
I think those guys sneaked in. They didn't even know how to defend their own seats.
You for which election?
The 2013 election.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Kuna watu wali sneak up or two. When there's a changeover from the new old constitution to the new constitution. So kuna watu wali, because there are constituencies pia zile, ongezwa na nini. So, na watu wali sneak into hapo hivu. Mpakasi East MP then, Omondi I think didn't even understand how to sumama kwa podium na kuaddress wananchi. Olum also. Because Olum is a good guy for Lang'ata. But I think that the fact that he sneaked in and he was not already built for the politics, he was not able to defend him, his seat. And hapo ndio nafikiri Korir also understood. Ange wa divide. And Korir is married to a Luo. Okay. So it was very easy for him to campaign and say, nyini chemeji yangu. Mm-hmm. And Korir is also, I think he was a good politician, because Korir was one of the few guys who were very strong in the Sonu politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you remember that when he was, is I think he's the guy who removed Osiany, or he's one of the few Kales who,
yeah,
you know, strongly fought in the Sonu politics and were able to disturb the Western, the Luo and the Luya hold in the election. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So I believe he kusema kwamba Baba alipata 200 million from Sakaja. It's insulting, because I don't believe that Sakaja angekuwa anatoa hiyo do hata sisi angetupatia hata kani 100,000. Mimi sijapata hata 50,000. Eh? Hata 50,000 tangu aingie kwa uongozi sijakula ya Sakaja.
Na vile na kama najisifu kwenyu that you gonna do. Hii do inatoka wapi?
He came in almost broke. You know, he's the person who rose in the goodwill of people.
Mm-hmm.
Kama kuna watu walikuwa na goodwill mtu wa dimples, mm-hmm, wanna believe is a performer because mm-hmm a super mm-hmm senator, mm-hmm, and you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We aliingia kwa county. I think he saw the age was on inside. Akasema kwamba mimi nataka kukula tu hii first term.
Mm-hmm.
Wachane na sori ya wananchi. Alafu niende ni tulie home, nirudi kwa politics when it's kila mtu ashatok. Au watu wote washatok.
Okay.
Me, I believe that's the idea. Me, I believe that's the design.
So he wants to make a lot of money?
I think, yeah.
Take a break, yes, then come back kwa siu sahau.
Mbio sana, mna sahau. 5 years hapa. Sakaja, bora Sakaja. Bora Sakaja arudi. Bora Sakaja, man.
Well, alafu hii threat ya 5 million. These are how many MCAs? 85
words.
That 5 words? 85 words. So that's 425 million.
Yes.
He's ready. Because mtu akitishia.
Yeah.
That means if someone is ready to spend 425
million, unaona kwa Auditor General's report, unasema kwamba 10 billion has been paid on legal fees.
Yeah.
And that 10 billion, Governor Ukatanga.
Yeah, and Leona DBK was telling
me
that.
So it's very possible. You have 425 million kitu kidogo sana. Yeah.
Wow.
Ni pesa kidogo sana.
Because
you know, like, if you are new in Nairobi and you are trying to get it to be governor, you need at least 500 million to start with. You ni kuanza tu. Because campaign is very hard. Is very expensive in Nairobi. Yeah. So what was his image? Bwana wajua huyu mzee vile ameteseka. You know, if I was him, how many people have just retired after one term in politics, two terms in politics? Wale kuja hapa na moto. You know, watu walikuwa wafikiri kwamba ni change you can believe in. Wakina Ababu.
Yeah.
Ababu walikuwa natingisha crowd hapo bwana.
Yes.
Wale enda assembly mpaka swear, lakini siku ile alikuwa nafikiri kwamba sasa ni mwanaume enough. Hata saizi kuelektiwa wa MC hawezi.
Yeah, najua. Hey,
ni noma.
Ana needs the president to...
Yeah.
So it's
very tricky. So I think they need to give the mzee the respect he deserves. Because I think he has really perfectly performed his role. Yeah, he's not a perfect being, but Baba, I think, is a once-in-a-lifetime leader. Yeah, once in a lifetime leader. Because I don't think even replacement now in ODM, I see everybody trying to say another core party leader. You can't replace Baba with one person. You can't even replace him with five people. Because like ODM alone, for him, you'll need like five, six people to replace him. Because he was doing a lot of things. You know, kuorganize rally hapa, unaona paranya. Unaona paranya, meorganize to rally. Baba yuko. Baba, while you are away, we did this.
Yeah.
This is very impactful. Promoted the party to Menda Northeastern, to Menda Coast. Baba, kuna time ya BBI, kenye mli chapa sana, lakini you don't know how Baba worked. And I think now even UDA wanatamani sana ikuwe na kitu kama BBI.
Yeah.
Because we traveled in Northeastern. One such campaign was from Unalala Lodwar, then Unenda Kakuma, then Unenda another rally Katilu. Katilu to Lodwar is 240 kilometers apart. So it's like flying, mnalala Eldoret, mnalala Kisumu, mnaenda for one rally Kitale, then mkuje ingine Nairobi, then mwende mlale Kisumu. Na mko na gari. 90% of you niko na gari. Baba tu wako na chopa moja ama chopa mbili za yeye na few MPs. Most of the MPs and MCAs and every political nini wanakuwa kwa Land Cruisers. Mnakimbia hiyo distance yote mpaka mrudi, mpaka mmeenda mkalala Kisumu. Na terrain ni mbaya. Na ukiamka mkimaliza hiyo, unachapa two others, then mnarudi across Tana River. Na mzee usikii kama amechoka. Wewe unachapa tu hiyo distance peke yake. Unasema boss, tuache history ya campaign, wacha niende relax 3 days, alafu niwajoin saa zile mnaenda Kakamega, niwajoin tena huko. Lakini mzee bado ako na energy. Unasikia kwamba ndio anataka kuchapa now the Western Circuit. Anataka kuchapa Kisii, Kisumu, Migori, Homa Bay. Anataka kuchapa hizo. Hey, boss, that mzee has energy. That mzee has energy, bana, and he has networks. And everywhere he goes, he knows people. Anakwambia on new areas. Awanja pale, ulikuwa na kitu, ilikuwa na jengo 1970s, 1980s. Used to serve these people. The reason why these people behave this way is he has,
You know, that historical context.
A lot. He has a deeper context. I don't think that. So he's once in a lifetime leader. It is very rare to get somebody you sit with tells you the history. You know, you just ask him about Nyama Choma. He tells you the history of Nyama Choma from start to end. Why people like mbuzi, how people came to start eating mbuzi, you know, the tilapia, know, he can tell you how tilapia was introduced into the lake, you know, by the colonialists, why it was introduced, you know, the communities, the clans. He tells you this came and they fight because, you know, it was started by so and so to accomplish this and this. I think mzee, people really underrate him. If I was this government, I would give him a lot of support because he is once in a lifetime leader.
And nini, so lazima pia nikuulize hii, at some point you are not supporting him. Why did you feel, because I remember mimi nikikujua kwanza on Twitter, you're one of his biggest supporters. Then ukatoka, then ukarudi. Hii kutoka ilikuwa nini? Ilikuwa nomination ya ODM ama ilikuwa what had made you that angry?